features built into it.
It's southern.
Beautiful, beautiful fireplace. And
I always put my cigarette butts in.
The andirons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of that, but you know, andirons, never being around one that much.
I think that you put wood on different names.
What about the thing up above that you said?
Mantle?
Uh-huh. Any other names for that?
No. We used to have a mantle in here, but it wasn't. It was like an artificial.
We call it a dust catcher.
And say if you were going to start a fire, the kind of wood that you'd use for starting.
Oh, I remember that kindling, because my grandfather used to have several old-fashioned stoves. You know, when I was a baby, and he'd go out and cut little sticks of
lighter
kindling.
Knots.
You know, to
what's kindling made out of? Is it
pine?
I never thought about it. It's just a little tender.
Get her linguistic interpretation of something.
You know, a little.
And did you ever hear of people taking a big, huge log and setting that toward the back of the fireplace and then burn all night? Did you ever hear of a back log or back stick? And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot?
And what you shovel out of the fireplace.
Ashes?
And talk about things that you have in a room, or the thing that he's sitting in would be called a
chair.
And this thing would be
a couch.
What other names for this?
Oh, goodness. Well, I've heard of, what, a divan or a... Some people call... Oh, gosh. Some people call it, well, there are studio couches, you know. There was something the other day. One of the girls was asking me about that. Yeah, sofa. But then I heard something that started with a C, and I can't remember now. One of the children says, what's that, you know?
What's the difference between a studio couch and a...
I think a studio couch is you lay it out flat, you know, where this, you know, it just swivels around and you can make a bed out of it, I believe. Isn't that it?
What about the sofa? Is that the...
I think that's just a permanent, you know, structure. You can't move that. Just cushions and all.
And something that you could have in your bedroom for keeping your clothes in.
Cedar chest?
Okay, or what else?
Oh, I never heard of that. You said a shift rope, but I've never heard of that. Closet, that's what I keep mine in, you know.
That's something built in?
Yeah.
Did you ever see something that had the same function as a closet, you know, where you could hang your clothes up, but that wasn't built in?
Yeah, my cousin from Japan had one of those, but I don't know what you'd call it. It's just a...
Shiver.
Your cousin from Japan?
Yeah, my cousin was in the Air Force, and he married a Japanese girl, and she brought some things, you know. Well, he was born here, but she was Japanese, and she brought back quite a lot of furnishings and things from over there, and she had a thing that you put your clothes in, and then it had the doors would close, and then there were some drawers underneath it, you know, where you could put your folded clothes on. Maybe a mirror on one side or something.
Did you ever hear of a wardrobe or an armor?
Wardrobe, now is that what, I think so, I've heard that called that.
What do you think of a wardrobe as being?
Well, a cabinet, I guess, outside of the wall that you would hang your wardrobe in.
And what about something that just has drawers in it that you can keep?
Chest of drawers?
No. Anything else?
A bureau. Now, my grandfather had a tall one. when I was little, he just called it his bureau. I can remember that. He used to keep his combs and brushes on top and had a little mirror, you know.
And just a general name for all the things you'd have in your house, that would be your...
Furniture?
Yeah. You ever hear it called house fixings or plunder? And something on rollers that you can, well, what you have in the window there, the thing on rollers you can pull down to keep out the light.
Oh, window shade?
Okay.